Yeah, two really informed teams since Christmas. Both maybe earlier in the season wouldn't be fancy to be playing at Wembley at the moment. But no, they've done really well. You know, they've got some real good young players. It'd be a tough game. You know, we certainly look forward to seeing the boys. You know, it's a privilege to be the manager at the moment. And Wembley's a great place to play your football. But it's brilliant if you win. The challenge for us is to go there and win next week.
Neil, as a young manager, have you been surprised how quickly you've been able to get the spirit and get the success rate at the level that it is now?
Am I surprised? I think 99.9% the fans didn't want the others on the pitch. They just got carried away a couple of times. The whistle went and they thought that was it, and they was on, then they was off, then they was on, they was off. I can't fault my fan base this evening.
Well done today. Great performance.
Thank you very
Can
much.
Can I just ask a very quick question? How do you plan for the next few days, obviously leading up to the big match?
Well, we certainly take recovery time. Definitely everyone has to go away for a few days and just focus on what they've achieved. And then we start the planning process. You know, me and my staff, we'll start tonight. Planning for Barnsley tactically. The players get to regroup take stock of what an achievement the last couple of legs have been. The build-ups took a lot out of them for the two legs. So with the break of 9 days, certainly gives us time to refocus and re-energise really for the big game.
Do you look back at previous fixtures with Barnsley this year, or is it completely a one-off?
No, it's a one-off game. You know, we said that about, I got asked that before Gillingham. We went and won at Gillingham for 11 games and whatever, 27 years, and we went there and won. You know, got asked Bradford, we can't beat Bradford, Mill can't beat Bradford, never beat Bradford. Well, we beat them over two legs. Barnsley, yes, beat us twice this year. One last minute goal here against the run of play, and at their place where I think we hit the woodwork three times in the last 10 minutes. So what I will say is they were two really good games, really close games, and I don't expect any different next week.